Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, August 1st, 2014. And on today's podcast, our beat is money. We're going to discuss money and the fact that governments always seem to find enough of it to do the things they do to carry out their mischief and their wars. For example, a few short months ago, when the crisis in Ukraine started, the country was $36 billion in debt and unable to pay its bills. I remember doing a podcast on Friday saying that $3 billion in bond payments were due by the government of Ukraine by the following Wednesday. Failure to make payment would mean default for Ukraine. The Russians had promised help with these bond payments, but had withdrawn that offer because of the crisis. But Ukraine did make the payment. It did avoid default, and it did find a way to service its $36 billion of debt. The International Monetary Fund came to its rescue with loans backed by Western banks and Western taxpayers. Austerity measures were imposed on the Ukrainian people, such as higher utility costs, higher taxes, and lower wages. Now, we read that the Ukrainian parliament yesterday made changes to its annual budget to allot an additional $791 million to support its troops in eastern Ukraine. That's what they always say, isn't it? It's to support the troops. According to the Ukrainian government website, $741 million went to the defense ministry and $42 million to the Secret Service. The government of Ukraine says the budget may be $2.5 billion in deficit at the end of this year because of the crisis. The military plans to use some of the money to build homes and give financial support to the families of deceased military personnel, as well as buy food, clothing, and fuel for the army in the coming autumn and winter. Well, who could be against that? These are some of the unseen costs of war, the families of the deceased. An additional $158 million will be allocated to restore infrastructure in the eastern war-torn region. In the meantime, severe austerity measures on the Ukrainian people will continue. So where does this new money come from? Governments find it, don't they? They always find a way to fund what they want to fund. This all started, of course, with the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, when banks gained control of the United States government. The governments of the world needed a way to fund World War I because you can't fight a war on that scale and remain in fiscal sanity and remain on a classical gold standard. So if the world wants to be constantly engulfed by war, and it does, then gold has to go, and central banks have to rule. World War I wasn't enough, though, to completely destroy the world's fiscal sanity. No, we had to wait for World War II for that. The Bretton Woods Agreement at the end of World War II gave the United States the world's reserve currency, but then President Nixon violated it to pay for the Vietnam War and the War on Poverty. August 15, 1971, he severed the nation's last ties to gold. After that, governments free to print and counterfeit as much as individual administrations wanted. To keep the world reserve status, Henry Kissinger negotiated the petrodollar deal with the Saudis. We've talked about that many times before. So that's some history. But back to Ukraine for a moment and the question of where the money comes from. Ukraine's parliament amended its tax laws to introduce a 1.5% military tax on workers' income, the same workers whose wages were cut and whose expenses were raised. This is on top of the income tax they already pay. The new tax is temporary, parliament says, temporary through January 1st, 2015. Yeah, right. Yes, governments always find a way, but what about us? What happens to us? Well, we go on government assistance, so it owns us too. Or we go bankrupt. or we fill the cemeteries of the world. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Friday, August 1st, 2014. Until next time, this is Daryl Castle.